Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about a charge on my discount card, and I was given this number to call, and I don't know why I'm being charged, and I don't want to be charged, and I'd like to have a refund on that and
Yes, sir.
cancel
Can I
whatever.
get your zip code and your first and last name?
First name is Angeline Gaffigan, 21701.
21701.
Yeah.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Yes. It's 1703 Castle Rock Road, Frederick, Maryland, 21701.
Yes, Sam. Give me one moment.
I'm sorry?
Oh, Sam,
What
give
did you
me
say?
one moment.
I still don't understand. You're going to give me something. What?
I was saying, give me one moment.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Sam, I do see there was an order that was placed for the Wi-Fi booster. However, this account was canceled on the 19th of February. So yesterday?
I called yesterday, yes, and I was given this support, an email thing, because they didn't have a phone number, and a cancellation number.
Yes, and this account has been canceled.
I understood that that was just a shipping thing for that, and by the way, it was totally worthless. But why am I being charged $56.95?
Because that is an entry gift for joining our subscription.
Entry gift?
That's correct.
Well, I didn't. All I thought I was paying for was just the shipment of that. And I thought it was part of answering the survey. So how do I get that money back? I shouldn't be paying that kind of money for nothing.
Yes, and it's stated throughout the website that it's going to be an entry gift for joining the subscription. You also do have to agree that you read and understood those terms and conditions. This account was canceled on yesterday. We can issue a partial refund for 35%.
Why just a partial?
Because it's a valid charge because
no.
You placed the order, and you did state that you did receive the order.
I stated I received an order. I didn't.
You said that
I don't
you did receive
that.
The order for the foot massager?
For the foot massager? Okay,
the
I thought
Wi-Fi
this
booster.
Was the Wi.
Yes, I
the
meant
Wi-Fi
the Wi-Fi. Yes,
booster.
I meant to say the Wi-Fi booster. You said that you did receive that order.
I did, but I thought that was you only had to pay shipping, which was like $7.95 or something for that.
Yes, and we apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been misunderstood, but again, it does state that it's an entry gift for the subscription. Instead of 35%, we can issue a 50% refund as a one-time courtesy, but that'd be the most we could offer.
All right, I'll take the 50%. I mean, no. Would you say 50%?
Yes, half back, 50%.
No, that's not right either. I'll have to take this up with Discover because I think this is a sham.
Yes, and what happens when you dispute a charge with your bank is that they issue a temporary refund during the dispute process. But once we verify with the tracking number, your email address, your phone number, as well as your address that you did place the order, your account goes into a chargeback, which means they remove the temporary refund. And we don't do any kind of refund once the chargeback happens.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be doing this to people. This is not right. This is a sham.
Yes, and you agreed that you understood the terms and conditions whenever you placed your order.
I don't recall doing that.
Do you recall checking a box that states you're 18 years older?
Yeah, I did. I didn't see anything else that
said I was.
And that
box goes on to say you're 18 years or older and that you read and understood the terms and conditions to be billed to $7.45 now for the shipping and handling, and then would later be billed $49.97 for the Wi-Fi booster subscription. However, this account was canceled, we'll go ahead and issue the full refund as a one-time courtesy. It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post.
Okay, so you will refund the $56.95.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. I won't report it then. Thank you.
Thanks for the customer support. Have a great day.